It's a lot going on. I have a lot of new things I'm trying to get used to. I got married 6 months ago. Give it up for me. Hey! Hello. And I'm hoping I have something to contribute now to girls who are younger than me about how to find your husband. Because a lot of single girls out there that are miserable, and I want to help change the world. How many of you are, like, living here but you were born in another city or state? Like a lot of you, right? Yeah. You know how you can find your husband? Just go home. He's home, waiting on you, okay? I lived in L.A. for 20 years. I moved back to the Bronx, New York, where I'm from. And my husband, he's in the Bronx. He was there. And when I came back home, he's like, are you done with your little Hollywood dreams? You're back, bitch. I knew I'd get you. So. He's waiting on you. Just go back. I'm telling you, he's there. He ain't changed at all. He ain't, you know, same dude. Trust me. You know? And I like it. I enjoy it, you know? But I will say this. I got a guy. He's in shape. And I'm a shape. And I got a hot dude, muscles. And he wants us to be, you know, matching tracksuits and jogging every morning and gym life. And I would rather die. Because I'm sparing him. He don't know. When I lose any amount of weight, I'll become an asshole. I look in the mirror, I see Halle Berry. I'm an actor. That's where I get confidence from, right? I joined Weight Watchers 2 years ago and lost like 80 pounds on Weight Watchers, right? I gained it back. Put those hands down. I gained it back. That's not the point of the story. The point is, when I first joined, I was down 3 pounds right away. But the problem is, I thought I was J-Lo. You know how you lose weight fast? I'm like, oh my God, you can barely see me. I'm wasting away. I look exactly the same. And I was dating a fat guy at the time. It doesn't matter, but I was dating a fatty. I said, look, I'm down 2 pounds. I can't be seen with a fat guy. He's like, what? I said, I can't be with a fatty. You're huge. You can barely see me. I can't be with a fat guy. He's like, yeah, I'm a fat guy, but I have a big dick and I pay for everything. What else do you need? Nothing. My bad. Sorry. Love you. You know I talk crazy when I'm hungry. Hey. Be tripping when I'm hungry. So here's where I am with my marriage. It's going great. A lot of sex. Thank you, God. But if I were to keep it real, my in-shape husband, he's killing me. The sex is... I'm pretty sure I have a hernia or a slip disc. At least asthma. I used to live in L.A. When you go from no fucking to all the fucking, your body kind of, you kind of die a little bit every day before you get used to it. And if I were to keep it real, my husband, he's fucking me. I'm not doing anything. I'm just taking it. And I'm very happy to be there. I have pom-poms. I wrote a song. I made snacks. I'm very happy to be there. But he's fucking the life out of me, and I feel guilty. This is how your athlete husband has a heart attack. I don't want him to die. Because when men in that shape, when they make love to you, they're trying to impress you. It's ego. You don't ask for it. I'm like, you know what? I gotta fuck my husband. Back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, I could get up there and be up there for a minute. So I did. I fucked my husband. He had a great time. I have been in pain for 2 weeks. I have been talking shit about how long men last in the bedroom for years. I apologize. Any man who can go longer than 5 minutes, you're a fucking stallion. You guys pump and pump with the goal of completion. You want somebody to finish. I'm on top trying to pump and get him there. I'm exhausted. I needed a granola bar, a Red Bull, a 5 minute break. I'm looking for excuses while I'm beckoning him to take a break. In the middle of it, I'm like, you don't hear that noise downstairs? You don't want to go check? You're not hot? It's hot. You don't feel hot? I smell smoke. I don't feel safe. Take a break. It's not worth dying for. Go check. Anything for a break. I forgot. Now, if there are men here who need help in the bedroom and you need Viagra or Cialis, please take the pill. Life is short. Don't be ashamed. My request is don't pop those pills behind your partner's back without telling her or him. That's me. You can't have passive penis on Monday and then super dick on Tuesday. Who's that? It's not the same guy. I had a guy pop the pill because he wanted to last long and impress me, killing me, going on too long. The whole time, I'm like, all right, here we go. You like that? Let's try this. How about this? Do you like that? Let's try that. How about this? I'm like, I would like to stand upright. What the hell are you doing down here? I want to see my family again. I want to eat. Check my email. What day is it? It's dark outside. I blacked out twice. You don't feel that friction is dry. It's starting a fire. I want to call my mommy. This is kidnapping, and I want to go home. Give advice, okay? Advice. When I was in LA, I was a happy single girl, right? And I wasn't dying for a husband. When you get one, I forgot you. When you get a boyfriend, you're adopting a son. You forget that, right? All men are projects, right? I had to buy my husband everything he needs to function as an adult male. I want to give men here advice, real advice on how to get a wife, okay? If you don't have a nice fridge, you have to have ice trays. You can't just freeze a fucking bowl of water and then when it's time for a cocktail, go get an ice pick and a hammer. And why do you have an ice pick? Also, he didn't have any garbage cans. He put the garbage in plastic bags and hides it on doorknobs around the house. What is a trash can, like $3? The amount of water that you men leave on the bathroom counter, what the fuck is happening in the bathroom? Are you raising koi fish in there? Then you got the hair in the sink guessing game I gotta play. Is that beard hair or ball hair? I don't know. The same texture, and it's always there. And were you masturbating by the microwave? Why is the lotion in the kitchen? I don't understand why men don't push shit back where they got it. To how much food men eat daily is my biggest education. Were most of you born with a parasite in your soul? Were you in the NFL? I didn't see the game. Grocery shopping day is not eat all the goddamn groceries day. You know that? Nobody eats 4 bagels in a day. You're not training for the Olympics. Let me give you a visual. Single ladies, you make your lasagna for yourself. You come home after work, you have a square with a glass of wine. If you feel fat and sad, you have 2 squares, the whole bottle, we're the same. How long will that lasagna last you? How long? 6 months, exactly. I made that lasagna and put it in front of him. He wanted to get a fork and a napkin. You selfish bastard, that's not yours. I made a pitcher of lemonade, he went to get a straw. Nigga, you dehydrated? That's for the room. I can't afford to be with this guy. Sex is different too, 51, because I'm 51 years old. Did I ever mention that? I'm half dead. And I'm also divorced, clearly. That's why I'm up here. And things are different. I didn't live with the first guy. And here's what sex is like now at 51, second husband. For me to even consider being horny, all the elements gotta be perfect. All the stars gotta align. For me to be horny, I can't be hot. I can't be cold. I can't be hungry. I can't be full. Who fucks when they're full? Nobody. Nobody does it with me. I want the room dark, but are you hiding? Bloodstained? They can't see shit. You're black, I'm black. I'm in a nightlight. A lamp, be able to see an escape route? It's dark. I want the room quiet, but not serial killer quiet. You ain't got no plumbing. I don't hear your fridge make noise. You ain't getting no texts. I don't hear no birds. And don't suggest that we have sex when you know it's about to rain. We're both 51. We have one good knee between us. You know we can't fuck when it's about to rain. A lot of women are taught to, you know, make a list when you're looking for a guy. Remember that list thing? And I had one. 10, 15, 85 things. Now, 51 years old, 3! You have 3 things that can die together. The older you get, that list gets shorter and shorter. All of you here are younger than me. I want to compare my old-ass list of requirements for a young list. What's your list? One thing on your list you look for in a guy. One word. That's a lot of words. Who hurt you? Okay, take it easy. Money? You want him to have money? Nice and shallow. Okay, second word. Second word. Oh, now you want him to look good? Okay, handsome, money. So she wants you rich and ugly, you're in, okay? Third word. Funny. Funny? Okay, overrated. What are yours? Real quick, your 3 words. Emotional intelligence. Bitch, are you single? All right, that was a lot. Here are my 3. You're gorgeous. You shouldn't be, but you got to cut down on the answer. That was a lot, all right? Here's my 3. Number 1 on my list, non-negotiable, big dick. You're all thinking it. You're looking at me, but a lot of you can't say nothing because your man's sitting right there. I know. You ever laid next to a man who had a small one and thought to yourself, yeah, this not going to work out. You know? You're not mean to him. You need to stop returning texts. We've all been there, okay? For me to love you, he must not have, number 2, sleep apnea or snore. I don't want to hear shit. Not a goddamn sound. Nothing. You ever laid next to a man who dies 4 times before the sun comes up? You ever laid next to a man with demons in his chest, with a Game of Thrones fighting his gut? It's horrible. I don't care how hot he is. If you can't sleep, you'll wish him dead, trust me. And it's not an old guy or fat guy. It's men with too much pride. They don't want to wear the CPAP. And you don't get it. We will gladly fuck Darth Vader. Put that shit on, turn the noise up. My last requirement to love you, he has to have, he must have, dead parents, dead grandparents, dead family, whole family dead in the fire. Whole family on the Titanic, no survivors. There is no bigger pain in the ass than a man's family. Fuck your family, all of you. Every now and then I tell that joke and it can be considered offensive, but the women who don't laugh, they still look at me and the eyeballs always say, but she right though, she right. I hate that bitch, no one. Every now and then you'll meet a mom, you know, a cute guy raised by a single mom. That's her husband. She gotta die if you didn't get a ring out of him. And when I say gone, mommy gotta be gone. She can't be in California, she can't be in Chicago, and she can't be overseas. She can only be with Jesus. Fuck her. Some advice for the men. If you know that a blowjob is not the way you get to the final frontier, can you please tell a bitch? We're suffocating down there trying to get you somewhere, and you ain't nowhere close. You don't see that vein in our forehead about to pop? When she began a blowjob, she had straight hair. Now she got a curly afro. Let her know you wasting money on a blowout. You know what I mean? Because men will see you down there doing it wrong, damn near drawing blood. They'll be like, look at her go! They won't say anything. And they know if they stop you, you'll stop doing it forever, right? But women, if our guy's down there and he ain't doing it right, we'll tap that ball spot. Like, hey, come up here. We don't know what you're doing. You looking for quarters? There's no change down there. The fat jokes I make are a defense mechanism. All I would have to do to meet my husband is just work out with him. But I would rather have a glass of urine than work out. I'd rather have a glass of urine with hair in it than work out. I hate exercise. I've done every weight loss plan. I tried juicing. Anybody here? California? I did that. You know, I tried. My first juice ever, I juiced kale and cucumber and spinach and celery. And I would rather have diabetes. It's the nastiest shit I've ever had. But for dudes, I want you guys to know, stop asking questions. We don't need for you to do a feedback questionnaire during sex. If you're inside of her consensually, you won. We'll talk tomorrow. I don't want to talk to you during the act. Me and this guy making love pre-marriage, he had 3 questions. He's already in me. First question was, who fucks you like I do? Derek, Mark, James, are all some guys. Don't ask questions you don't want the answer to. Next question, whose pussy is this? Did you forget? Where'd you find it? It's mine. It belongs to me. You know why it's mine? We saw a movie and went to Applebee's. You didn't do anything, sir. Relax, okay? Last question, am I the best dick you've ever had? That's the wrong time for a survey. You don't want to hear the answer. I don't want to see you cry. I don't want to cry. Shut up and we'll talk tomorrow. Because here's the lesson, gentlemen. If you're a good man and you make good money and you have a good job and you take care of your kids and you take care of your mom and you love God and you respect women too, then guess what? You're not the best dick she's ever had. Because most ladies will agree, when I say most, I mean all, every race, every age, a female agreed, the best thing we ever had don't have a driver's license or a credit card or a debit card or a bank account or a car or a full-time job or a full-size mattress or furniture or food in the fridge. He thinks marijuana is the food group. He can't leave the state, you know why? He has warrants. He can't leave America, he ain't got no passport. You want a man with a college degree, you're adorable. He didn't finish high school, fuck school. He's unmarriable, but he's always available. He is what lady is the best dick we ever had. And every now and then when I tell that story, it does get quiet in the room sometimes. But women are like, she's a wizard, how does she know? But couples, the female looks at me every time like, bitch, he's my ride, mind your goddamn business. Anyway, I'm Jackie Fabulous. Thanks, guys.